to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. My new byline of the day, I've been saying it multiple times a day, saving the world one soundbite at a time. That's the goal of this show. Hey, listen, I am really pleased right now to shift gears here in the Triple Dipper. Number two on the Triple Dipper for the day, I just titled it Education, Nowhere to Go But Up. Alabama, we got an issue, you know. We have great educators, and we have a sorry education system right now, if you look at the rankings at the very least. But I will say this, there are bright spots. There are pockets of, I would call it pockets of hope. But one of those is somebody who I have had the pleasure of knowing for a number of years. So I'm pleased to have right now in the most studious of studio with me right now, Priscilla Yother. She is running for Alabama Board of Education District 6, but she is not somebody just with a notion about education. She's somebody who's lived it. So for 36 years, she was a public school educator, teaching in the elementary arena, and then went on into the administration side. And when she became a principal of Ura Brown Elementary in Gadsden, which is where I know her from, she became the principal of what became a blue ribbon school. Something that, if you're watching education, it takes a lot to be a blue ribbon school, of which there's usually only one or two in the state at any given time, at most. Priscilla Yother, thank you so much for coming on the air.
Oh, Phil, it's my pleasure. I've listened to you for quite a while now. I can't say that I get to every day, especially now, since I'm traveling so much and I can't get you in all the counties in my district. But it's great to be in your office and to see your setup and just have a conversation with you.
Well, and there's plenty to talk about.
There is.
I mean, so you've got, now, by the way, remind me, because they just redrew all the lines.
Yes.
All right, so we used to be in the district that included Huntsville. Now we've been shifted.
Right. We used to be in District 8, which was DeKalb and part of Limestone, all of Madison, and Jackson counties. And when the committee did the redistricting,
yeah,
we were moved into District 6. So now we are in a district made up of eight counties. It's a large district.
You are on the road.
I am on the road. I have put some miles on my car, and I can tell you where the highest and the lowest gas prices are.
So what counties are in your district now that you're running for?
Okay, now I'm going to begin with our own Etowah, yeah, and then Calhoun, St. Clair, then we have Marshall, we have Blount, we have Coleman, Talladega, and Cherokee.
Good Lord, you span quite a bit of the northern part of the state.
I mean, oh, yes.
That's a chunk.
It's large, but it's a good district.
Well, I tell you what really struck me, and before we even get into your thoughts on education, was the other day I heard you saying to a group that I was at that you are working right now to try and visit virtually every school district, if not every school in that district. Basically, you're just hitting the road right now.
Oh, yes, I'm hitting the road. That is part of my platform. Years ago, when I was in the principalship, I was in a discussion, and some parent asked who our representative was on the state board. This was a PTA meeting. Not one parent knew,
yeah,
had even a clue.
Yeah.
And I knew, but I thought to myself, this is a shame. This is a shame. So when I began thinking of running, that was one of the top things on my mind. I thought, I'm going to find a way to make sure that everyone knows my name and I have visited their school, yeah, every year. So I did the math. In District 6, there are 172 schools.
Lord.
You're talking about elementary, middle, and high school.
Yeah.
So if I volunteer and work 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, from the beginning of school until the end of school, within about 175 days, I can physically visit every school in this district. Now, that's visiting 3 and 4 schools a day.
But that's important because those relationships are so
Well, it's very doable also because some of the campuses have elementary, middle, and high school on the same campus.
Yeah.
And most of them are in close proximity anyway. And I'm just that kind of person. I'm that hands-on where I want to look at you. I want to look at the children. I want to talk to them. I'm just made that way. And that's how I handled my school and how I would handle this district.
Well, you did handle your school that way. You were the principal who would be outside at the car line. You were not the principal who was always at your desk. And I remember that distinctly.
No.
And let me just touch on that. So while you were a principal under your leadership, and by the way, I'm going to go ahead and just acknowledge full well that I asked you to run for mayor. I went ahead and asked you to run for mayor. You didn't want to do it. Your heart was in education.
That's right.
Because I know the kind of leadership and administration you can bring to something. But your school became a blue ribbon school. And talk about for a minute what it takes to even be a blue ribbon school and how many there were when you did that.
Okay, well, let me say first, that was not the first time. We received it the second time in 2016.
Yeah.
About 12 years before, Euro Brown had received it for the first time under Miss Charlotte Crossan,
right,
who was the principal at that time.
And my son was there at the time.
That's right. But you get notified. I believe it has something. Euro Brown has always been in the top 10 achievement scores in the state. And I'll get on to why that is. A lot is expected and a lot is given.
Yeah.
But I was told that we had been nominated and I had an official visit. And then I literally had to write a book. It was a long, long document about every facet of the school. Mm. I did not have any help. I didn't want any help. In the principalship, my way of thinking was, I will keep everything off my teachers so that they have all their time with the students.
Yeah.
So anything like that or anything that I could do, I did it so that they didn't have to do it. So I wrote that whole document by myself.
Well, and that the standards that y'all are required to meet to be a blue ribbon school, and I don't want to burn up all of our time on this, but the standards y'all are required to meet are pretty extensive. I mean,
they're very extensive. Yes. If your school is good enough to be ranked or to be given the title of a national blue ribbon school.
Because it was a national award.
Yes, it is a national award. And there are usually about 5 in Alabama every year.
Okay.
And it comes out in the fall. Usually you're notified in September or October, but you've known about it for a month or so. So it's very exciting when you receive the news. And I was more excited for the students and the teachers and the parents because it gave them, not that they didn't have pride, they've always had pride in the school. Euro Brown pride is exceptional. But it gave them a reason to celebrate their teaching, to celebrate their learning, to celebrate those parents, to celebrate that their help with their child has paid off, that we are indeed a learning environment, a distinguished learning environment.
Well, that's a huge piece, and that's missing in a lot of our schools.
It is.
In Alabama. And
it
so
is.
I know you're aware, and we've only got about a minute and a half for this first break we got to take, but
okay.
I know you're aware that Alabama currently ranks 50th in the nation in the NAEP rankings, even 52nd in math, because we fall behind, you know, Puerto Rico and the DOD schools. That's abysmal. And it's at a time, though, that we've been spending more and more on education than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I believe there are 8 to 10 states that spend less per student than we do in their state budgets. Mm-hmm. But they rank higher than we do.
They get better results.
What I want to hear as concisely as possible now, but then come back to it more later, is State School Board Member Priscilla Yother, what would you do different?
Well, we've got to go up. There's no way to go but up. We have to have change. It's clear that what we're doing right now is not working. It is working in some, as you call them, bright spots.
Yeah.
But there are not enough bright
it's
spots.
It's not systemic.
No, it isn't systemic. And there are a lot of factors that go into that, into getting systemic results. And I'll have to tell you, I've visited with a lot of people in Montgomery, and they are so tired of investing and not getting any results in education.
Yeah, the return on the investment has been slim.
I know we could say that COVID had something to do with it, and COVID has been a struggle, but it was like this before COVID.
Yeah, it was.
And as I said, there are so many factors that go into it. You know, everybody has somebody they want to blame for it. Well, nobody is to be blamed. It's just something that we've got to get to work and consider all the factors and bring all those factors into a solution.
Well, listen, Priscilla Yother, Prissy to your friends, we're going to go ahead and move to a break right now. I want you to hang around a few minutes because when we come back, I want to talk about some things that could be done differently.
Yes.
You have some thoughts, even as a public school educator.
I do.
You sort of defy the narrative because you're not opposed to school choice either, and I think that's a huge
deal.
Not
at all.
All right. We're going to come right back with my good friend, Priscilla Yother, who is running for Alabama School Board of Education District 6, 8 counties, a lot of which are in this listening area. You're going to want to know her. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative, and like we always say, just plain right. Going back right now to a discussion with my longtime friend Priscilla Yother, who is running for the Alabama Board of Education District 6, which covers 8 counties across the listening area. And you listen, my friend, everybody calls you Prissy.
They do.
So Priscilla Yother, Prissy to your friends, so I'm calling you Prissy.
Please do.
But the bottom line is you have been in the trenches in education for a long time.
Right.
In the few minutes we have left, I know for a fact because you've told me that you don't believe that a child's zip code should confine them to any one school.
Correct.
And that's big doings for anyone who's been in public education
right.
to say that. But I also know that you probably have some thoughts and feelings about how we can help public school teachers to better have the opportunity to actually teach.
Right.
So what if there was any one thing that our legislature could do right now for teachers, name mm-hmm. that first. I mean, is there anything you can think of right now that you'd say we need to do X and so? What would it be?
Well, let me say this. You know, I taught and ran a school because that was God's will for my life. I always knew that my purpose was to teach. I knew that even before high school. But that's not always the case with everyone. But I will say that I learned something in 2017 when I retired. I didn't think about the money when I was teaching my, you know, just so it lasted through the month or whatever. But I also had a husband who worked, and that makes a difference. But in 2010, when I retired, I was 62, and so I started drawing my retirement, and I also signed up and went ahead and got my Social Security. Well, when both of those went into my bank account, at the same time, I called up my friends and said, "Oh, I've never made this much money.
No,
I had no idea how much I was going to draw. And here, I'm not even working. I get to volunteer at the school. I get to go in when I want to, stay how long I want to, and then come home and take a nap if I want to." So let me just say to you teachers that don't realize that our benefits and our retirement is fabulous. So take that into consideration. I would say that yes, we could use a raise, but I would take those benefits, that health insurance and that retirement any day of the week.
It's an unparalleled package. It really
is. It certainly is.
In fact, I think somebody told me once that if you look at it dollar for dollar, what it takes to give a first-year teacher a package like what they get is almost technically a $65,000 package on day one.
Right.
And I know that not all of them see that. But, you know, I would hope, though, that we could also do some things to help recruit, incentivize STEM teachers, because I know we're struggling in STEM, science, technology, and math.
We are.
But the other piece of this, though, the question that I had for you was, and you and I talked about it the other day on the phone, we were lining up this conversation now.
Mm-hmm.
In about a minute and a half, give me your thoughts on school choice and what you think about the ideas of changing the way education is allowed to work.
Right. Well, my heart, of course, is with public education. But you don't have to be a brain surgeon to realize that students sometimes need another school. I have seen students in my own school that I felt like needed a smaller situation, or we weren't the right fit for that student. I also know that there are areas in the state of Alabama where pretty much you have to homeschool your child, or you have to send them to private school. And as an example of that is my own grandchildren that are 5 and 8. They live in Montgomery, and they go to Trinity Presbyterian School. I've done quite a bit of volunteer work there since they've been there. That's their only option. I just praise the Lord that both my daughter and her husband work and scrimp to afford it.
Yeah.
But our students do need options, and I am for that. Not every school is made for every child.
Yeah. No cookie cutter.
No cookie cutter. And I'd be the first to tell someone, we're not a good fit here. We need to find your student the fit for the way they learn.
Well, Priscilla Yother, that's music to my ears. But I expected that from you. I did.
Well, it's been my belief for many, many years.
Well, I thank you. And listen, folks, you're going to want to know Priscilla Yother. And if you'll look online, you have a Facebook page, do you?
I do. If you'd go to www.Yother4schools.
There you go.
You will see my video. I also have another Facebook page. I am pretty much out there.
Well, and I'm glad you're out there. Even though you didn't run for mayor, I'm glad you're running for school board. Priscilla Yother, Alabama Board of Education, District 6, we thank you for being on today. Folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming right back with an interview with Chad Mathis on issues related to school choice. We'll be right back.